Oh, God, I feel like I'm on the Howard Stern show with you two guys. I swear.
Baba Booey.
Essentially, it was Baba Booey.
We could talk about anything.
Nobody's getting their tits out.
Nobody's getting their tits out? No. Wait a minute, it's still early. I'm braless under the shirt here, so.
Same.
Be careful.
Hungry, ladies and gentlemen, episode 77 of the Rags to Dishes podcast. I'm your host, Max Messier-Richter. With me, as always, is the great Dan Cotter. I want to give a little shout out to Mark Dillon, too. I mean, my homie Mark Wazbowski that made the intro song. I feel like we've shouted him out before, but I mean, that's a fire intro song.
I mean, it's great, but God, you gotta give me my moment to shine before you move on to him.
Well, I was going to switch it back to you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You be shining all the time, bro. You don't need a moment.
You're right, dude. I shine bright like a diamond.
Anyway, we got another shining diamond on the show today. My good friend, Sammy. Sammy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Max. Thank you. Hey, I love the keyboard at the Simon. Can we play Simon on that?
Does this play Simon?
Yeah, remember the game?
Like, do, 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 do.
Uh-huh. You know do, the do, game? Do, do, oh, I forgot.
Can't play that there, but...
It looks like
I know
it.
Simon. Anyway, Sammy, what's your full name?
Samantha Jones.
Okay, Samantha Jones.
Samantha Jones.
And I don't know. Why don't you tell the people about yourself before we start talking about food things and how I know you, at least.
What brings you onto this podcast?
What brings me onto the podcast today?
No, I'm saying let's talk about who you are we talk about why you're on the podcast.
Who I am. Who I am. Yeah. That's a good question.
Who I am.
Who am I?
I mean, are you the number one female air hockey player in New England?
I am.
That's the title? What are you doing?
You're all over the place title. Right now.
Okay. I thought she was just number one air hockey player in general.
Well, no, she wouldn't have been because I beat her.
Oh. He did beat me.
You did.
First game.
You know what? Like, listen, I'm not a robot, and I really didn't take Max seriously, but I could tell you
something. She should have.
I should have. I definitely should have. It's ironic because that night, I always tell people, you have your best chance of beating me the first game I play or the last game I play. Ironically, Max got the first, and his boss, Frankie, got the last.
Frankie got you two that night?
Frankie got me two that night. He
wow.
did. Yeah. So Figadini's.
After we left.
They have my number.
Yeah, Figadini's got you beat.
They got me beat.
As an organization.
Yeah, they just got, you know, like every athlete, no matter who they are, they always have that. Like, it's like Superman and Lex Luthor. You have that, you know, nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
It's Figadini's for me.
So we're talking athletics now.
You're saying that the staff of Figadini is on a professional air hockey.
No,
level.
I did not say that.
Well, you said that they're your kryptonite, and you're the number one in New
hold
England.
Hold it right there. Eat the mic.
Eat the mic.
Okay. I am not. I just said from a.
What you doing here?
That's not my phone.
That's your phone?
It's not mine.
It's not mine.
Mine's on violent. It's on violent.
On violent?
Silent.
Yo, my phone on violent.
No, I'm on silent.
That is the sick new mode for your phone to be on.
Violent. Oh, I love that.
So my phone chose violent today.
Yo, what was that noise? Yeah, my phone on violent.
My phone is on violent, so eat the mic.
It's just like, answer me!
It's
now. Hilarious. Fucking now!
I am your father.
Yeah, my phone threw me into the wall the other day.
That shit was on violent.
I got a dent in the drywall. I got to patch up now because my phone got drunk.
Oh, wow. There's a hole in that drywall, too.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to go and get my tools and fix it?
Max got issues in here.
He does. Is that like Max? Well, can I say this?
I was practicing my Ja Morant dunks, and yeah, I had a fist go through the wall.
Yeah, there's a hole like 6 feet up the wall.
Yeah, it's very high up the wall.
I thought it was a glory hole.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean,
that's a little big to be one of Max's glory holes.
Yeah, that's like a glory hole for Yao Ming, possibly.
Well, no, you could just stand on a ladder.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, Sammy.
Go ahead, Max.
So
back to me.
Yeah, back to you.
Originally from Long Island, New York.
Long Island, ladies and gentlemen.
Long Island. Strong Island.
Strong Island. Hell yeah.
So I moved here.
Nassau County.
Wrong Suffolk Island as well.
What county?
Suffolk.
Oh, you were in Suffolk County. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I moved here 5 years ago from Long Island. Then I left and went to Vegas.
Nice.
And then I moved back here in 2018 and been here since.
What'd you do out in Vegas?
I'm a certified pyrotech.
That's so sick.
Oh, yeah. So I, like...
You blew shit up?
Yeah, set stuff up. I did New Year's Eve over the Statue of Liberty in the harbor on the barge. I've done the 100th anniversary of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Woo!
I've done concert venues, like...
Check the resume, yo.
Elton John and Rammstein.
I did Elton John.
Rammstein, dude.
I did. Kenny Chesney, The Weeknd.
Everyone from Kenny Chesney to Rammstein.
Yeah. Listen, I smoked pot with the Dirty Heads. I got autographed drumsticks from the Dirty Heads drummer, the Jack Johnson band.
Are you going to put me in touch with Taylor Swift, though?
I like to put myself in touch with
Taylor Swift. For what purpose, Matt?
I just want her to share one of our posts on Instagram. Yeah, no, I don't care about her looks.
Oh, she's hot.
She has 240 million followers on Instagram. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
She's talented.
She shares one of our posts that's like a million follows.
Really?
I think.
Wow.
Got to think about it. If someone with 240 million
followers
posts something and it's like, yo, go check this out.
We got to come out with a Rags to Dishes parentheses Taylor's version.
Yeah.
And then that will be the one that she shares.
Just make sure you wear a short dress and high heels because she has long legs.
Anyway,
we got
Sammy on here to talk about the industry a little bit.
I don't know. Let's get more to Taylor Swift's legs.
Yeah.
I was gonna get more into air hockey. Like, how the fuck did you get into air hockey?
Oh God, air hockey. Well, honestly, I used to play air hockey a lot when I was younger. Me and my brother used to go to the local arcade and just, you know, back in the day, you line your quarters up on the machines, you know. So we would go there and spend hours just play air hockey. And then, you know, life changes. I didn't play air hockey for like 20 years. So when I moved here, when I came back in 2018, I found Free Play, local barcade.
Mm-hmm.
Great place.
Shout out Free Play.
Shout out to Free Play. So one night I was going down there when I first was here. They were holding an open air hockey tournament. Sign up at the door.
Sick.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm all in for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I go there. I sign up.
Come out of retirement.
I don't even know. Yeah. Well, basically come out of retirement. So I'm like, I was like the sixth or seventh person to get on the table. You just had to put your name, sign up. And then they called your name. It was a winner stays on. So I got on the table and I didn't get off. Nobody beat me.
Sick.
Started whooping ass.
I whooped everybody's ass.
The legend was born.
Yeah.
Sounds like me every time I go there.
Yeah, for real. And then a little while later, not too long after that, I was down there and I was playing, probably practicing, whatever. And this guy comes walking over and he told me after me and him and I played that the only reason he came over is because he heard the table from the other, he's a DDR competitor.
Really?
Yeah. And he heard the table. So he walked over. He's like, hey, do you want to play? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So while I'm standing there hanging out, you know, just this guy's got his backpack. He takes out a spray bottle and a rag and he's cleaning the table. And to myself, in all honesty, I'm standing there like, look at this guy, you know? Like, really? Like, I didn't take the guy. I was like,
yeah, the guy seems like he's a little much.
Yeah, completely. Nevertheless, so he got done, him and I played, and I beat him 7-6. First time I played the guy. And so he's like, can I ask you a question? And I'm like, yeah, sure, what's up? He's like, do you play this professionally? I'm like, no, I'm just an amateur. I just play for fun. He's like, well, he's like, I'm a professional, and I'm ranked 45th in the world. I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, I just beat you.
So I bet I'd whoop that dude's ass, too.
You would not whoop his ass. He will slaughter you big time. Guy's a great, great player, great guy, great coach, great friend.
World ranked, bro.
He's a world ranked player.
World ranked.
So, how do I get world ranked? Who do I got to play against?
You got to have more clout than you do.
Yeah, it's not just a one and done, Max.
So I have to like start a whole tour about like.
You have to be about that life.
Just sign me up to play someone. I'll beat them.
No, you won't.
You think so?
I beat you.
Max, that was a lucky shot. I shut you out.
Get the fuck out of here.
You beat me 7-6, and I told... Oh, my God. Let's not go there. So
no, let's go there.
Wait, let me finish my story first.
Yeah.
Okay.
So him and I play, I beat him 7-6. He asked me if I play professionally. I'm like, no. He's like, well, I do. I'm ranked 45th in the world. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just beat you. So where does that rank me? 44th? Him and I both laughed, and we became friends instantly. And
nice.
Yeah. So, and this was like 4 years ago.
So I must be 43rd.
Jesus. Yeah, he's maybe. Oh, damn. What do we? You got a muzzle for him.
Oh, my God. I wish.
Me too.
I've been trying. Nah,
you've been trying. How long have you been doing podcasts with this guy?
I don't know, dude. How long?
Over 2 years.
Wow. Yeah. 2 years. Wow.
This is episode 77.
Yeah. No, I did catch that. That's good. But so, yeah. So after that, it's just been like, it's been crazy. I really can't go anywhere in the state of Rhode Island because of free play, because of air hockey, without somebody knowing me. I was in Middletown, Rhode Island, and Stop and Shop. I went into this girl. She's like, hey, Sammy, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, shopping. For real. Then another time I was on a date with this girl, and we're in this restaurant in Coventry called Blackstone. Do you guys know of it?
No, I've never heard of it.
So anyway, so we're there, you know, we walk in, we didn't make reservations. So as we walk in, like, there's a open area, there was like a band setting up, and me and one of the guys make eye contact, and one of the guys, he was a guitarist, and he's like, Sammy, what are you doing here? I'm like, getting dinner. And I was like, obviously you're playing here in a band. So, you know, we talked for a few minutes, and then, so now I'm sitting down, I'm eating, and I get the tap on the shoulder. I turn around, it's this other guy, you know, who's out to dinner with his girlfriend, who I met at Free Play.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like, a small state.
Yeah. No, it is. That's really what I've learned. And the guy who tapped me on the shoulder, I happened to meet him like a while ago. I met him at Free Play. He's like your guy's age, maybe a little younger. He was wearing an Iron Maiden shirt.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty hip.
Yeah, so, you know, he was cool. You know, we were BS, and I told him I seen Iron Maiden like 5 times. So then, like, a while later.
No way.
Yeah, for real. I saw Iron Maiden at least 5 times. Dude, we got to remember.
Flex.
I'm 57.
Yeah.
You know, I saw, oh my God. Anyway, so just to touch on the restaurant industry, the establishment.
Yeah.
So I was working in the establishment.
Wait a minute. What establishment?
It's called On the Rocks.
Okay. An establishment.
It's an establishment. I was working in an establishment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So one night I'm in there, I walk into my shift, and the dude with the Iron Maiden shirt is there. He's best friends with the dishwasher at the establishment that I worked.
Yeah.
And he was like, so when I walked in, he saw me, and he was like, oh, my God, Sam, what are you doing here? I'm like, hello, I work here. He was like, I was just telling Zach about you that I met you at Free Play like a week earlier. I was like, wow. So back to what you said, small world.
Yeah, it is.
Small state.
It's small out here. It's like when you're in New York, like I'll see someone in New York City and be like, I'm never going to see this person ever again.
Yeah, completely.
But in Rhode Island, it's just like, yeah, I'll definitely be seeing this person around.
I've had some moments in New York City before where I've run into someone I know from just somewhere random, and I'm like, and it's like never someone like I know that well, but it's too weird to not be like, dude, what are you doing here in Washington Square Park?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I run into people in Penn Station.
That's not as weird because it's like a port hub.
Right.
You know what
Washington
I mean?
Square Park is definitely
a little weird, right?
Yeah.
Or I think the one I'm thinking of was actually Union Square, but still a little weird.
Mm-hmm. Small world, big city.
Anyway, Sammy. So your favorite restaurant in
my
Rhode Island is?
Is Fagadini.
Let's go.
How could this place makes by far the best pizza in the state.
It's very good pizza.
I agree. For the record.
Yeah,
you agree that it's the best in the state,
it
Max?
It is. Hey, listen, I'm a New Yorker. I was born and raised there. I spent 40
I've years. Heard of that place, New York.
Really? You heard of it?
They don't know anything about pizza there, though, right? They don't have pizza.
Yeah, they do.
I heard they don't have pizza there.
They don't have bagels either.
Yeah, they don't know anything about their bagels are square. That's what I've heard.
They're what?
Their bagels are square.
Their bagels are square?
Their bagels are square. I like that. Square bagel. That could be a new trend.
It's a square town for square people, you know. What can I say?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what are we doing with this guy?
I'm going this weekend.
What are you going for?
Going back to Broadway, good sir.
Oh, with who?
My sister, my cousin, and her boyfriend.
Lit.
Yeah, it's true. We're going to go see Samuel L. Jackson on Broadway.
So what, you're not going to get pizza?
Yeah, we might.
Can you bring us
he's not going to get pizza. He's going to get pizza.
I don't know if we're going to get pizza. I'm definitely getting bagels.
Dude, if you go to New York and don't get pizza, you're just an idiot.
Well, that's par for the course for me because I am quite an idiot.
All right. Well, I don't know you well enough, but anybody who, you know what? I probably shouldn't say this. Well, I'm going to say it anyway. I was in New York last week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. For 3 days, I was there. I did not get a slice of pizza or a bagel.
That's you, and you call me
canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, canceled.
Canceled.
First time in my life, I went to New York.
New York badge stripped.
Yeah.
Give me not, you got to give me your Tim's now.
It's cool. The pizza out there sucks.
Yeah, all right. The pizza here. Anyway, can you bring me home bagels, please?
I could, yeah, potentially, yeah. I usually bring home like a dozen, and yeah, I'll bring some over.
Oh, I would love one. Oh, for real.
You ever see like those videos on TikTok of people smuggling bagels into the airport and shit? It's so fucking funny. It's like everyone that lives in New York, whenever they visit, has to like grab all the bagels to go wherever the fuck they're going. Mm-hmm.
They gotta smuggle them in the thing. Airport.
Yeah, and like you see the way they like ziplock them in bag. Like, what do you call that shit? Man, I'm baked. When you like airlock a bag,
vacuum seal.
Yeah, wow,
you are high, Max, aren't you?
Yeah, we're smoking a blunt right fucking now.
We're smoking blunts up in here, bro. Yeah.
Smoking blunts out in Amish.
Two big old doinks.
Shout out Young King Dave, RIP.
Wow. Young King Dave, I don't know.
Is that what his name was?
Yeah, that's his name.
Young King, and he's dead?
Young King Dave, yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
wow.
Yeah.
RIP to a Young King.
That was like RIP Vine.
RIP
like
Thick Boys Vine Worldwide.
Yeah. Sammy, so let's talk about this industry a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Love the industry.
So like,
love to hate the industry.
What was your first job? First job in the industry, I guess.
First job in the industry. Oh, you want to laugh? Wow, you guys are going to laugh.
Was it why? What, like, who
laugh,
was
cry, whatever. I'll take it as it comes.
Was
you
it
know?
Like during Reagan's presidency?
Very funny. No, it was not. Believe it or not, I did not.
She's like, no, it was Nixon.
No, it was fuck you, it was Kennedy.
That is deep.
No, anyway.
60-62. What a presidency.
For real. No, I was born in 65, so.
Hey, he should have just fucked off. He wouldn't have got shot.
Wow.
Whoa.
No, I think.
Little spicy takes about presidents. Hey,
that's conspiracy.
He should have fucked
off. Same thing
off.
Happened to Marilyn Monroe, too. Don't be fucking with the mob.
Yeah. Government killed them. Definitely.
No, I think the mob did.
You think the mob killed Marilyn?
I mean, maybe.
Come
no.
on, he was dating the governor.
I mean, maybe.
She was dating the governor.
Maybe, like, in. Like,
It was
one of the two.
Right.
It was one of the two. Like it was the government or the mob.
Yeah,
killed
definitely.
Both of them.
Hey,
yeah.
guys, what's the difference? Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm skewered.
That's what I said, Teach. What's the difference?
Anyway.
So, back
all,
to reality.
All American presidents deserve that fate.
Okay. Wow, that's fucked up. You better be careful what you say.
What? Can you name one? Can you name one that hasn't?
All presidents must be assassinated. That's your take. Wow. All presidents must die.
Wow.
Man, yeah. You're out here advocating for Obama getting caps right now?
He might get a cap in his ass. Be careful.
I mean, Obama Jesus. Fucked up a lot of shit.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know. Listen. President Drone Strike, dude. He killed more civilians than, like,
I mean, he kind of deserves it.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
He kind of does.
Max is going off on a tear.
He's saying that Obama deserves a two-piece to the back of the head.
We're going
to
have the feds here.
Little bit.
Look out. I mean, if I see sirens, I'm fucked
right
up.
This way, officer.
You think, you think, that's the man right there. See the guy?
No, I'm
Buffalo,
I actually,
Dominic Hasek, that's him.
No, I don't think he should be shot. I think he should be like lethally injected.
Wow.
I'm pretty hard on the anti-gun, so I think he should die like very peacefully. But I, you know, you think Kennedy
Max, for real?
To an extent.
Wow. So you don't, you know, respect the right to bear arms as an American citizen?
Oh, I love this. I think what? Like
eat the mic.
I think like pistols, shotguns, and like short range hunting rifles are like kind of chill.
Imagine being alive in the old West.
I don't want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, there'd be less gun violence.
There would be. Max would just kill everybody.
Imagine fucking being alive them. In a safe Matt time like the old West, where your children were safe.
Right. For real, Max be like, fucking kill him.
This is going great so far.
Good. I'm having a great time. You guys, amazing. This is going to be one of the best podcasts ever. Episode 77. We had Sammy on.
Eat your heart out, cereal.
Watch it. Fuck you, Frankie.
Suck it, Mark Maron.
With your goddamn dough. You're probably home jerking off to the dough already, goddammit.
Dude.
Oh, shit.
Figadini getting praised and also taking shots. Yeah.
Hey, listen, D said don't hold back, so fuck it, I'm not.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God.
Figadini, best pizza in Rhode Island.
And then we tell him he's jerking
Frankie's
off to
probably
dough.
At home jerking off to the dough. Yeah, okay, we got you. Loud and clear.
Oh, shit. And his wife said she was going to be listening, too. So I'm like, now I'm going to be like, fuck.
Yeah, Dan, Sammy. Listening to what? Him jerking off?
to the anyway.
Oh, my God, Dan. she's going to be like, Sammy.
How the fuck did we get? Did we even get into her first job?
No, we didn't.
We have not even gotten there yet. Somehow we got to Frankie and the dough.
Because you asked what administration it was during, and that derailed us.
I remember now.
Into your take on all presidents must die.
For real. Oh, my God.
Wow, Max
insane.
Is taking off his headphones.
Max is done. Max tapped out. He's done.
He's getting up. And
wow.
So anyway, Sammy, what was your first job in the restaurant industry?
Okay, my first job in the industry was back in, believe it or not, it didn't happen until 2012.
Nice. That's cool. Late bloomer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you were blowing shit up before then.
Well, I started blowing shit up in 2002.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of the Michael Bay era.
You know what? It's funny,
a great time to get into pyrotechnics.
Wow. You know what? Just to get on pyrotechnics, the very first time I did pyrotechnics. So now, like, I've never done it.
Professionally or recreationally?
I did.
Because I'm like, okay. I've done pyrotechnics, okay. You know.
All right. Well, good.
On accident.
Now that you touched on
it. Do we have to talk about my fucking fireworks story?
No, just listen.
Yeah, we will.
Because this is crazy. Before I did it professionally and legally, I did it a lot illegally. One of my friends from the back in the day on the neighborhood, he was connected, his dad was anyway. And this guy.
To who?
Obviously, he was Italian, all right? Figure it out, jerk.
No, which family?
Oh, I don't know. I never asked those kinds of questions.
Who knows?
I didn't ask. His dad had a Coca-Cola route, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he used to have. Anyway, so
name is John Gotti.
No, it was not. Can I say his name?
Yeah.
His name, my friend, his name was Luigi Ketto.
Okay. Luigi Ketto, that is such a
Italian.
Long Island Italian name.
Anyway, so back in the day, like Louis, every time on 4th of July, around 4th of July, he'd always have a ton of fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So one year, and I'll never forget it, one year, he used to store them because he had so much. He used to store them at this other guy's house in the garage in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's summertime. So one day, and I'll never forget this, one day me and Louis, it was getting close to 4th of July, and we're up in the attic, and there's got to be $10,000 worth of fireworks up in this guy's attic in the garage. And also we hear
you don't have to whisper.
We hear that's true. We hear a knock on the door.
We ain't hiding.
The statute of limitations on fireworks, it's very brief.
We heard a knock on the garage door. We fucking both froze. We're like, oh shit, the cops are here. Needless to say, we sat there in this hot garage at least like a half an hour in the attic.
Pretending you weren't there?
Correct. Bingo. After like we didn't hear anything, we came down and I was terrified. Nevertheless, that year, we lit off $10,000 worth of fireworks and put on a 3.5-hour display. We had our block where we lived on in Hotsville, Long Island. We had the block closed off illegally. One of our neighbors was, he's a Suffolk County, he was head of Highway Patrol,
mm-hmm.
on the Long Island Expressway. So people called the cops.
So he's part of the Long Island serial killer crew?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, the people who lived on the block had chairs. We had the block closed off illegally. Somebody called the cops. The cops came and they were like, hey, how you doing, Dom? You know, the guy's name was Dominic. Anyway, we had 3 16,000 shot bandoleros. You guys know what a bandolero is?
No, but it's a cool name.
A bandolero is a thing of fireworks. It's round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had 3 16,000 shot bandoleros.
They shot 16,000 fireworks.
It was the size of a truck tire. Okay? One of them.
Damn.
We had three of them. We rolled these things out down the street on this block that I grew up on and went back and forth for like 400 feet. Okay?
Damn.
For real. And then I doused it with gasoline.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God, my neighbor, Mr.
Yeah, right.
Listen to me. You can get my family on the phone. I'll get anybody who lives on 212 Blue Point Road West in Holtsville, New York.
Look them up.
Will verify my story.
On my block.
Okay?
Okay.
I doused it with gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
We had a
How'd that go?
Oh, it was insane. We had a gas fire about this high in the street. And it went off for 45 minutes nonstop. It was like a machine gun went off. During the time that was going off, we had 6 garbage cans out in the street with mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5, and 6-inch mortar shells going off.
Jeez.
We put on a 3.5-hour display. I remember my aunt, God rest her soul, and my mom. My aunt, we had cars in the driveway at my mom's house. It was 1, 2, 3 cars wide and went from the street to the garage. We had cars packed the trunk with fireworks. My aunt was flipping out. She's like, they're going to blow the place up. It was just funny as hell, but it was a crazy, crazy fireworks
show. That sounds intense.
People still talk about it every year on 4th of July.
You should have been playing like
my neighbor took it, has it all on he video. God, I got to get in touch with that guy.
Right.
It was insane. Yeah. So back to
your first job in the industry.
Yeah, back to my first job. Yeah, I feel like this is like a SpongeBob episode 3 hours later.
Yeah, this is a SpongeBob episode.
By the way, thank you for the kind bar.
Yeah, great. Of course.
Mm-hmm. So in 2012, my first job in the establishment, it just came to me, actually. I got a job as a shot girl in a club.
That's fucking sick.
It was insane.
So what, you just walk around giving people shots?
Yeah, I walked around with a tray of shots and just walked around.
Yeah.
It was probably the most fun job I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah, how many of the shots were you doing with them?
None.
Wow.
Mind you, I had to walk around in 6.5-inch stilettos, so you're not drinking in stilettos.
That's true.
And if I was drinking, I wouldn't be doing any sales. My boss would not be happy. So I held that job down for 3 years.
That's dope.
It was crazy.
Where was that at?
It was in Danbury, Connecticut.
Nice.
So I used to drive from Long Island to Danbury, Connecticut to go to work.
How long is that?
It was probably just under 2 hours. Sometimes I take the ferry.
That's crazy. You take the Port Jeff ferry?
You're taking the ferry?
Listen, I only took the ferry once.
You're taking naval journeys to be a shot girl?
Listen, my first night, I made $585.
Damn.
Yeah. My first night.
And this is back in, 2012? Yeah?
This is 2012. We didn't know back then. I didn't know back then, just where it was going to go.
Yeah, steamship travel used to be more popular back in the day.
No, I used to drive. Fuck you, asshole. Steamship travel. I like that. Oh, that's great. Steamship.
Oh, man.
That's great. It really is. Yeah,
so where'd you go from there?
So from there, I did.
Wait, why did you leave there?
My personal life took a hit.
Okay.
And we're going to leave that chapter out.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Say no more.
So then I worked at various locations on Long Island. One place was called 841. One place was called...
Why was it called 841?
I don't know. You know what? That's a good question. That might have been the address because the place was on Jericho Turnpike.
Yeah, it was probably 841.
And, oh, man. It was on Jericho-Cottry Turnpike?
Yeah, in Huntington.
Jericho-Cottry Turnpike.
Jericho-Cottry Turnpike.
Wow.
That's what I've always called it.
More Jericho-Crotchery.
Don't be hating on Jericho-Cottry, right? Yeah. He was a fine slot receiver.
He was an okay guy. Yeah.
So,
what are you looking for, buddy?
You're pulling.
Yeah.
You're pulling.
Yeah. What are you pulling? You know what? I'm not even going to go there.
I don't know.
You know what? You guys are guys. What are you pulling over there, Max?
Me too.
You pulling your putt or what?
He's pulling his putt all over the place.
Listen. Oh, I got my phone on violent. Okay.
Mine is too. It's violent femmes.
So you were working on Jericho Turnpike.
Yeah. There was another place called Fusion 84. There was another place called Legends. One was the living room. So I bounced in various locations. But here...
What were you doing at all those places?
I was a cocktail waitress.
Nice. Okay. So pretty much doing the same work as a shot girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But then
only you're taking orders and getting specific drinks instead of just walking around with shots.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what? That was probably a little bit easier. Although, I don't know. Because I made great money in both, industries there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's nightlife. You know what I mean?
It's nightlife, baby.
Is that what you liked about it?
Yeah. I used to meet people from, I met people from England, people from Australia. Like,
g'day.
Yeah.
G'day, you know, down funny, under.
Since I've moved here to Rhode Island, I was in a bar in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And we were talking about just.
Wait, this is when, this is the recently. Next job?
No. Oh, just, okay. This is just probably within the last 6 months. I was mm-hmm. in a bar in Massachusetts talking to random people. And somehow we got on the subject of this place called Triangles Cafe.
Triangles Cafe.
In Danbury, Connecticut. So we were talking. This girl was talking to me about it. And I'm like, yeah, I was like, I remember that place. There was a girl there named Samantha. She was the shock girl. She's like, yeah, I remember her. I wonder what ever happened to her. And I was laughing inside to myself, you know? And then I let the cat out of the bag. I'm like, I raised my hand. I'm like, no, I'm Samantha.
I am her.
Yeah. So I ran into people in Rhode Island who used to go to that club back then. I was like, you know what? You guys probably bought shots off me when you didn't even know who I was.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty funny.
The small world, y'all.
Yeah, very small. And then I moved here and worked in the industry here in a couple places. So
where was the first place here? You got a job here in the industry?
It's called On the Rocks.
Ooh.
It's in Warwick. Believe it or not, it was close to my house. I could walk there.
Waitressing?
Yeah, waitressing. Yeah.
What kind of food is it?
It's just American, you know, classical American. They'd have some
American tavern fare.
Yeah. Local, you know, watering hole.
Burgers,
kitchen.
Chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, Caesar salads.
Yeah, yeah.
Soup. Would you recommend it?
Yeah, I still eat there.
Oh, you still fuck with it?
I still eat there. Yeah. Okay. Like, it takes a lot.
So what made you leave?
Oh, well, it just, like, I got burnt out doing it. Even though it was.
We know how it goes.
Yeah, you guys do. So, but I mean, it was, I mean, God, the experience that I've had there. Holy cow.
What?
Like, oh my God. You got, all right, let me see. I like to, there was a couple of incidents, like I like to call it riff. You guys know what riff is, right?
Enlighten us.
Riff, reading is fundamental. So
I feel like I remember this being like a thing that people used to say back in the day. Explain to us what you mean by that.
Okay, riff is reading is fundamental, fundamental. So you know how to read, right?
Yeah.
We had this guy, the kitchen manager, I found out over the course of time while I was there, didn't know how to really read.
Honey.
Oh, it was a shit show.
Like he was illiterate?
You know what? That I don't know.
He was just like, you know, just a little.
If people were like severely dyslexic and, you know, they went through the educational system at a time where there was less emphasis on special education and helping people out, that might be like, it can be tough to learn to read.
There's
if you're dyslexic.
Of, yeah, not being
in
able
the
to day,
read. Back well, in the days when I people didn't give a guy, shit about it.
But, well, I really think this guy didn't know how to read because I found out working there, the very first time I didn't really, yeah, you guys are familiar with POS, right?
Yeah.
Piece of shit. Yeah, I am
totally.
One.
Piece of shit. Completely.
You're so, talking to one right now.
Yeah, totally. You're looking at two of them.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Make it a thruple.
Let's
you
know go. Let's we got a thruple of pieces of shit up in here.
We got a thruple piece of shit going on. So anyway, so the first time it happened, I didn't know. Nobody enlightened me. And the second time it happened, I went back. I'm like, listen, you know, with your POS at our station goes right to the kitchen.
Yeah.
You print out, boom. So, and you know, I mean, I don't know, like with POS is like, ours was like, you if you wanted to add something custom, all you do is just add and you type it in.
Add cheese, right. Extra cheese or whatever.
Right, whatever the fuck it is, you know? So the third time it happened, I completely.
Third time that what happened?
That he, okay, we had a bell by the station. You know what? I have actually wrote down.
Yeah, get into your notes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Reading is fundamental.
We got a Mead composition notebook here.
We got a
note
bringer.
Listen, Max told me to write down my incidents because there was a lot of them, and I only wrote down a few.
Let's go.
So this guy, oh, my God. I might even have to get my glasses out.
Let's take your time.
Oh, but, yeah. This is great. I want to hit that blunt, too.
Yeah, go for
there
it.
There you go.
For real. Oh, you guys. You guys are going to in for a real treat here. Let me tell you.
I can't wait.
I'm ready?
Oh, yeah.
This guy was salivating.
This guy was a scientist.
Yeah, right.
No, he was. He was, I mean, in a lot of things, he was just a fucking idiot who didn't know how to read.
Sounds like most scientists I know.
Do most of them know how to read?
Got him.
Well, do you know what a gigawatt is?
I don't know
is?
Any scientists.
How about a gigawatt? You know what a gigawatt is, right?
Yeah, it's a fictional unit of measurement from Back to the Future.
There you go. Yeah. I like that. did you know that?
No.
Oh, see, he knows.
Yeah, of course.
Back to the Dan.
Of course, Max, dude.
You're fucking killing us.
1.21 gigawatts.
Totally. What the hell's a gigawatt?
It doesn't exist.
It does exist. Anyway, so this guy.
What's the relevance of the gigawatt?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's just.
You're just throwing it out there.
Yeah, just put it
okay,
out there.
Sorry.
He's just testing it. Not just, really. No, please. He's just testing our scientific knowledge.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, this guy was just a jerk. He just didn't know how to read. Like, he just made. You know, he made it sound like the first time and the second time and the third time, because I was new there, that it was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And, what
you know,
was?
That, okay.
He was punching in the wrong thing?
He fucked up the order.
Yeah.
Okay, he fucked up the order.
Because he like couldn't use the POS?
Because he didn't know how to read, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, whatever. It was no big deal. You know, it happens. Honest mistake.
Sure.
But how is he fucking the orders? Like, is he pressing the wrong button on the POS because he doesn't know how to read the button?
No, I don't think. No, he knew how to use that.
Like, is he hitting iceberg instead of romaine buttons or like?
I think, like, give him a book, open the introduction, read it word for word. You know, like, so on the POS, you get a printout as well. So you pull a fucking ticket.
Yeah.
You read it. It's on the little rack.
Uh huh.
He just physically didn't know how to read.
Oh, so he was so he wasn't having to read the ticket.
Huh? He had difficulty reading the actual ticket.
Yeah, I know a couple guys like that. Mm-hmm. JR.
Got him. Yeah, like, how the fuck do you work in the restaurant industry? How do you work in the establishment and not know how to read?
Hey, well, I mean,
that's like a painter coming to work and not having a paint.
Some people don't know how, man.
How are you allowed to drive to work if you can't read the signs on the road?
Well, oh my God.
That's a good point. We didn't talk at all about how they're getting there.
Yeah, right. True. No, but we don't have to. I mean, driving and reading.
But that is a good point. You should
That's a valid point.
You shouldn't be driving if you can't read.
Right. Well, I mean, you only have to know color.
Right.
Rex.
Well, not really.
You should be driving if you can't read.
Violent.
We'll be right back with the Rex.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
Oh, we're taking a breather?
I just can't believe that's how.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, that's fucked up. But you know, you have your violent phone that tells you where to go. Turn here.
Yeah, but seriously, if you can't read.
You just can't read. It's like that episode of Rocky when he's doing the commercials. I only work with professionals. And it's obvious that you can't read. Do you know the scene from Rocky when he retires from boxing and he's trying to get a job and they got him all dressed up in the ring and he's trying to read the commercial?
All I can think of right now is the brisk iced tea commercial.
Hot take? I fucking hate Rocky.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucked up. Yeah. Why do you hate Rocky? Yo, Adrian.
That's why.
What? Because of him? Because of Dan?
No, because of the voice. Yeah.
Well.
So do you like Rambo because he barely talks?
Yeah.
First Blood, never seen.
I love Rambo.
First
so.
Blood, he does.
But like, I understand him, you know?
Yeah.
Fair enough. So anyway.
Boxing movies are usually pretty
corny.
The
guy just didn't know how to read. So one night, I actually thought the first time I didn't really. All right, no big deal. He fucked up the order. The second time we had a bell station. Yeah. You know, so, but you know what's fucked up about the bell station? Like, if you're not standing there, you're not hearing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys, you worked in these.
It gets loud. You can't, it's tough to hear bells sometimes.
Right. And if you're at
it's really
table,
easy to pretend that you don't hear a bell when it's that loud.
No, but no, but like, seriously, there are times where you're not. There are times in the industry where you are standing at your station,
mm-hmm.
but there's times where
I'd be hearing that bell out by the dumpster.
Yeah,
right.
It's like ringing the fucking dinner bell for you.
Yeah. Oh God! Let's go, Sammy.
All right.
Scoreboard: Sammy 1, Max 0.
Thanks, Dan. Anyway, so the second time, you know. Same thing.
All right, how about the third time?
The third time, I fucking lost it where I came walking out of the kitchen in a crowded restaurant screaming, fuck you, fuck you.
Why?
Because he was an asshole.
Because he fucked up this shit.
He fucked up
because
and he was
like
blaming me. And I just...
What was the fuck up?
Well, I don't remember what the exact... But he fucked up the order. And the second time it happened... No, in between the second and the third, the other cook, Mike. Mike was a great guy. Anyway, Mike told me, he's like, Sammy, he's like, he doesn't really know how to read. So I'm like, well, Mike, and the other girl, the bartender, I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing in the kitchen if he can't read?
Yeah, it's like, if someone was like, hey, Sammy, take it easy, he can't read. It's like, no. Well, what the fuck is he doing here then? Like,
for real.
Your job is to read tickets and cook what's on the ticket.
Yeah. Right? Like, if you can't read, you don't fucking need to be there. You're an idiot.
That's insane.
Yeah, completely. Like, you can't read a BLT with fucking on toast with French fries and no mayo. You fucking idiot.
So
I came out of the kitchen. The restaurant was silent. Fucking, I mean, I thought I was going to get fired. I waited the next day. I thought for sure I was going to get that phone call. Needless to say, it didn't happen.
Nice.
Yeah. So the guy was just a jerk.
Couldn't read the numbers on the phone.
Did you end up quitting?
Yeah, I wound up quitting way later than that. Like, I remember the night it happened, the bartender, Danica, she's like, Sammy, I told her what happened. I'm like, here's the ticket. It's on the screen. The guy's just a fucking asshole, you know? She's like, just go outside, take 5 minutes. I went outside. I got high, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went back to work. But the guy was just a jerk. That was just one time. Then I remember when I was there, the girl, the bartender, she was like, Sammy, you know, it was like probably like the third day I was there, her and I were just talking about just general stuff. She's like, you know, we're going to wait and see how long it takes you for, you know, guys to start hitting on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so anyway, so one night, not too long after that, I think it was the next day.
Like guys that worked there or
no,
like
just
customers?
Yeah. So this one guy, what a fucking loser this guy was. So whatever, he's sitting in my area. I served them. It was him, the girl, his girl, I guess it was his wife or his girlfriend. I don't know. I didn't care. And the kid, there was like, probably the girl was like 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm bussing the table, the girl and the kid are in the bathroom. And while I'm bussing the table, he don't even say anything. He slips me a napkin with his phone number on and tells me to call him. He's lucky I didn't go in the ladies' room and blow this motherfucker up and be like, yo, not for nothing, honey, but your man is slipping me his number.
That's crazy how much power you have in that moment.
Oh, my God.
Like, what an idiot for him doing that and giving
and
up all the power.
He waited till her and the kid
like,
got up.
Like, you could ruin this motherfucker life.
I was like, wow.
Do we talk about findoms on the pod?
Yeah, we do.
What's a findom?
It's short for financial domination.
It's a dumb.
It has to do with like having sugar babies.
I know what that is. Don't worry. I know what that is.
It's when you let your sugar baby pretty much have access to your bank account.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, I think we were talking about Mike being
about,
a fin sub.
Anyway.
A dim sum? He was a dim sum?
He was a dim sum fib sub.
Oh, shit. With an Asian girl, I hope? Or an Asian guy, maybe? Oh, my gosh. Who was he dim sum with?
I don't know. One can dream.
Was he eating the mic?
Any other like notable places that you worked at?
Oh, yeah. I did some stuff at the Askew in Providence. I did some stuff at Remedy.
The Askew? I've never heard of that.
The Askew, yeah.
ASS-Q.
No, A-S-K-E-W.
Owners are great. Shout out to Winsong and John. Great people.
I do like that place.
They are amazing people. They also own Alchemy as well, which is across the street.
Alchemy?
Alchemy. A-L-C-H-E-M-Y. It's Alchemy. They have a kink night. You should go there one night.
Kink night.
Kink. K-I-N-K.
Yeah, let's go.
You guys should go one night. Every Wednesday night. Doors open at 9:30. Shout out. Alchemy. Providence.
I'll let you bring me there on a leash.
Yeah, oh, my God. Okay. That would be me. One night I met these two hot lesbians there. Oh, my God. You should see that place. It's great.
All right, sold.
You guys got to wear fishnets, though. Put them on a leash, go to
camp. On our thighs? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Fishnets, you know. You know what fishnets
are?
Yeah,
no, but I'm saying, does that have to be
stockings? Can I go with you guys?
I think I'm going to dress how I normally dress.
So how like do you normally dress? Yeah. You're going to come in with your fucking rag on?
So like
you're cooking in the kitchen smelling like fire? Like
well, I am. If I'm going, it's going to be after work.
Let me ask
work
you something. Let me ask you something. From working there, do you go home smelling like fire all the time?
Yeah, but I usually like go home and take a shower.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you have to go home and shower because you must smell like fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. I worked in...
When I bartend, no.
No, but working in the kitchen, you smell like fire.
On the Sioux?
Yeah.
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 Grill chef? Like, yeah definitely.
Because when I was doing another venue...
Well, if you look, I'm always wearing nicer clothes when I bartend than when I'm...
Yeah, no shit. Well, you're back there, you know, slaving.
It's a low bar.
The low bar?
It's a low bar to wear nicer clothes.
It's a low bar. Nobody sees you from here up.
It's all good.
You can wear fucking your underwear back there. Nobody's going to see you. Imagine that. Max behind the bar in his underwear.
I imagine it every night of my dreams. Wow.
And you're not the only one.
Making me a Trinidad sour in his skivvies.
Wow.
Oh, God.
That's just too funny.
Pouring orgeat all over himself.
But anyway, yeah, no, I worked in, like, talking about the establishment, like, customers having meltdowns or trying to order something.
Do you got any memories associated with that?
Yeah.
Let us hear it.
Oh, yeah. One night, and I was out, and this is before I worked there. I used to work at this place called Juniors in Providence.
Okay. Yeah, I know Juniors.
I used to work there.
My ex used to work there.
Really? Who's your ex?
Her name's Ariana.
Ariana. When did she work there?
She quit right around the time we started dating. So probably like 2017, 2018.
No, I wasn't here.
Okay.
2017 and 18.
Maybe 2016.
I started working there. Let me see. When did I work there? It was definitely, was it pre-COVID? I guess it was.
Must have been.
Yeah, it must have been pre-COVID. But anyway, so one night we were there, and it was late. And this is before I worked there.
I like Juniors.
Me too. Shout out to Juniors.
Got banging sliders.
Yeah, sliders are great.
Where is Juniors?
Juniors is in the jewelry district.
Yes. Zaco Taco. You know Zaco Taco? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Across the street.
By like Japanese.
So yeah, great sliders there. What's your go-to there? John knows my go-to, the owner.
I don't know. It's been years since I've been there.
Chicken?
Probably Chicken Parm.
Palm Juniors.
Probably Chicken Parm.
Palm Juniors. Best chicken
Or just like a burger.
Nah, they're Palm Juniors.
Are those like Chicken Parm sliders or something?
Chicken Palm
like
sliders.
Juniors. They're called Juniors because they sell sliders.
Yeah.
And you can get like a million. Yeah. They have a bunch of different kinds and a bunch of different sauces and shit.
Great fried Oreos, too.
Ooh.
Guy makes the best fried Oreos in the city.
Ooh.
He does, for real. He really does. Nevertheless, so one night, and this is before I worked there, we left. I don't know where the hell we were, but we were hungry. I'm like, we went to Juniors to get food. And one of my friends, I guess, wanted something, and he wanted some extra stuff added to whatever was on the sandwich or the wrap. I guess it was a wrap he was getting, and they wouldn't do it. Like, he wouldn't leave, and I'm like, well, why can't you just leave out some lettuce and some tomato and add whatever the fuck my friend wanted? Yeah. Like, do
that. Whoa, but some places have... You know?
Yeah, I was
I mean, look at Figadini's.
Yeah.
No way. You know what? Figadini's, too. Oh, my God. That's so
You fun. Might be getting some special treatment, but you can't be walking up in Figadini being like, I want a
large pepperoni.
No, but it was just something stupid, you know, that they wanted added to the wrap. And the guy was just like, no, we can't do that. And we're like,
oh, you just got to be like, yeah.
Why, dude? Like,
I can't say why.
No, he was just...
I mean, Sammy brings up a good point. It's like, unless the wrap is pre-made.
It's not pre-made.
Well, I guess anything. It depends what we're talking about that you're putting in it.
Whatever. Like, whatever my friend was adding was already there. It's not like it was something special. Like, maybe he wanted fucking olives or whatever.
Pickles or some shit.
Pickles or something. Whatever he wanted to add to it was there in the restaurant, and they just...
Wouldn't do it.
They just wouldn't do it. And then while I worked there, we used to have, what is it? Who's the National Grid would come in.
Mm-hmm.
Some people from National Grid would come in. Anyway, one night, and this is after I left there, long after, I was in free play one night. And the girl who worked for National Grid, we used to come in with two guys. So the girl came in with her husband, and she recognized me from Juniors being at free play. She's like, hey, how you doing, Sammy? Blah, blah, blah. I haven't seen you in a while. I'm like, yeah, I don't work there anymore. Like, she's like, oh, good. We don't cook anymore. That guy's an asshole. And I was like, wow. But in the same aspect, and make sure you edit this too, goddammit.
Of course.
Well, edit what? What do you want me to
know? No, we'll talk later. Anyway, so the reason I quit working there, and I worked there for a while, I was like the best delivery driver. Like the guy used to tell me all the time, like when I started working there, I was a counter person for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. The guy that owns Junior's is from Jersey, right?
Yeah, he's from Jersey. Yeah.
There's one in Jersey and there's one in Providence. Mm-hmm.
He's not a bad guy.
And he went to JBlue, so he moved the business up. I don't know. It must have been my ex that told me this story.
Oh, yeah. They have one. There's one in Jersey on the shore somewhere.
Yeah.
And there's one in Providence. He's not a bad guy. He just sometimes doesn't know how to treat people. Mm. The time that I worked there, God, the first... Some people didn't.
Now I have a question for you, though, not to interrupt.
Go ahead.
People that you would describe as like a good guy or good people.
He's a good guy.
Do they often not know how to treat people? I mean, like, I feel like.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a nice guy. He's a good guy, but just sometimes his interpersonal skills aren't so good. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like that might disqualify you from being nice.
No. Just his interpersonal skills. Okay. I'll give an example.
I don't know. I think I'm nice, but sometimes I have some interpersonal fucked up.
It's like, I'm just shitty to other people. It's like, then who are you nice to, yourself? Like,
No. What I mean is like, okay, you want to treat people, okay? You treat people the way you want to be treated.
Good and bad is a large scale.
Yeah, no, it's a sliding scale. So nevertheless, one night, and this is why I left working there. One night, when we would come in, we'd make sure that all the glasses are clean on the inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Windex the glass, no big deal. So one day, I took it upon myself to go outside and clean the windows outside.
Mm-hmm.
And before I was done, he came and bitched me out.
Making
sure I don't leave streaks on the window.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I fucking threw the Windex at him. I'm like, here, you know what? Fuck you. Clean the fucking windows yourself. I'm out of here. Fuck you.
That's right.
Never went back. I went back like a week or 2 weeks. I didn't even need the money because it was part-time. I didn't go back for like 2 weeks later to pick up my check. Like, you could suck my left tit, you asshole.
Let him know.
Oh, yeah, no, like... Oh my God, there was this one guy.
You do an extra work and they're going to bitch about
the
extra
work. Yeah, this guy bitched
work.
Me out for doing, taking it upon myself to go outside and clean the fucking windows.
You should have been getting praised for that work.
This motherfucker came out and bitched me out.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
But
I was steaming.
Were the windows streaky, Sammy?
No. I was switching out my paper towels to get new ones.
All right.
And that's when he came out to bitch.
What the fuck was this guy mad about?
I don't know. He was just a tool.
Fuck this guy.
Listen, there was another delivery driver. There was people who come there to work, wouldn't make one shift. If your shift was from 6 o'clock or 7, we opened up at 6. We took orders till 2. Sometimes I'd work there. Okay, and I was working there part-time.
Is that Junior still?
It's still Junior.
Yeah.
I was working there part-time, okay, doing 40 hours a week part-time. I was making like $1,000 a week there.
No, that's not part-time. No shit, Sherlock. You can't call that part-time.
I was a part-timer, and then there were some nights where... This was how bad it was. It was
you're
so bad.
You're working there 40 hours a week. You're not
some nights,
employee.
He couldn't keep employees there. Some nights, it was me, him, and the fucking cook in the back.
I worked there part-time, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
No.
Let's just make it clear.
No. Yeah, no, I used to work there 6 to fucking 1, 2 in the morning.
6 to midnight, baby.
No, way, 6 to 2.
But listen. Full time.
Yeah, it was supposed to be part time. Oh, my God. One delivery driver didn't last a shift. Some of the guys, I would make 2 deliveries in the time that they would make one. He would bitch to me about all his drivers.
Oh, you're from New York.
He would bitch to me all the time about other people who work there, about the drivers. Then he would hire drivers who don't have a license. Like,
well, that seems like a silly idea.
Yeah, like
hiring drivers that don't have a license.
And then they get pulled over.
And they don't know how to read.
They don't know how to read either.
Driving all
over.
Send
them the fucking Taco Bell. They know where that is, though.
They can read that menu.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means whatever the hell you want it to mean.
There's so many possibilities.
So the people that you worked with are like into Taco Bell?
No, it's just, not at all. But like, yeah, it was just a shit show. People wouldn't last. Like other drivers would bitch that they don't get tips. Like, you know what I used to do, honestly? I used to get good tips there because when I would take.
How much should you tip a delivery driver?
Well, what is this? What are you delivering in this business?
Just food.
Okay. So this is like
sliders. So listen, this is what I would do. Okay. Not all the time, but there were several nights when during the week that I would pull like 40 hours, I would get guys to give me $50 tips because what I would do, I'd wear sweats and wear a pair of short shorts under my sweats.
Oh, there you go.
And then when I was making I slip up my sneakers and deliver, knock on the door in stilettos and short shorts.
Ooh.
Guys would give me $50 tips.
Ooh, girl. Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go, Sammy.
I swear to God.
Make it work.
I did. I used to fucking show up there. I'd wear sweats to work, and then I'd have to go make a delivery. And I, like, knew the house.
Then you bust out the booty shorts.
I would fucking just slip them on, shorts, stilettos, and knock on the door in stilettos and booty shorts.
Show them what that ass
and
do.
And get $50 tips.
If it was summertime, would you just wear the booty shorts?
I did. I wore booty shorts to work. Yeah. Because, like the first time I wore them to work, I thought he's going to be like, you can't wear these here. But, like, he didn't care, so fuck it.
He was like, vuh, vuh, voom.
I didn't even think about that. Like, I thought for sure that he was going to send me home and eat it. And I'm just like, fuck it, it's hot, I'm wearing shorts.
Did his eyes bug out of his head like in Jim Carrey in The Mask?
No,
where he's like, and
then another time.
We
had a new employee.
I always call juniors JRs.
JRs, juniors. Well, you know how I found out about juniors, believe it or not? I was at Free Play and one of my friends.
This checks out.
Shocker.
What, I'm at Free Play?
Yeah.
At one point, that was my second home. My friends.
Yeah, right.
I mean, half of these stories have started.
Right.
I would listen. Me and my coach. I know.
She said she spent a lot of time there.
Me and my coach would go down to Free Play 5 nights, 6 nights a week, and
holding it down.
Wait, so how many you go to there 5 nights a week now?
No, I don't. I go about 4 nights a week.
What a large and steep decline that has been.
I took a night off. Yeah. I go 4 nights.
Mental health night.
Yeah.
Was JR's your like last job in the industry?
Was junior my last job in the industry? Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
No, I did. New Year's Eve was my last.
That's when you started blowing shit up again?
No. New Year's Eve was my last gig in the establishment.
Are you back to blowing shit up now?
I still blow shit up.
You mean this New Year's Eve?
Yeah, this past New Year's Eve. I was in a place in Pawtucket. It was called Remedy. Shout out to Remedy.
It's the experience.
Remedy is a venue in Pawtucket.
I've heard of it.
They used to be located in Worcester.
Did you ever teach your slaves on there?
Did I ever what? Tase my slaves there?
No.
Is that what you said? That you got to do that at Kink Night, pal. They have Shibari there. We fucking tie you up there. Oh my God. What did you say? Run that by me again.
I asked if you had a dangerous liaison there.
A dangerous what?
Liaison.
A dangerous liaison. It's a beer.
No, I know what it is. No.
Saison.
No. So.
Okay.
Oh.
Anyway.
So you were drinking Saisons.
Saison? No, I was not drinking Saison. And how do we get on the subject of drinking? I don't even drink, damn it.
New Year's Eve. What'd you do?
Oh, yeah. I was making pizzas, believe it or not.
Yeah, right.
Really? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I was making pizzas in this place called Remedy. They have a wood-fired brick oven.
Okay, tell me more.
Tell you more. What do you want to know? They got a wood-fired...
It was New Year's Eve. How'd the night go? What happened? What'd you do? Great.
I made pizzas for people. I brought in all my own ingredients. Dough, soup to nuts.
Okay.
I made pizza. Yeah, I'll even show you photos. Yeah. I think I've shown them to you already.
I'm waiting.
All right, here. This is some pizza. How's that look?
You got your phones on violent right now.
My phone is on violent.
Not bad. That was New Year's?
That was New Year's Eve. Wood fire, brick oven.
Prove it.
Remedy. Call up Momo Kai.
Can you call him up right now?
You want me to hit him up on Facebook?
No, I'll call them.
No, who are you calling?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, I swear, dude. I'm not. What do I got to lie to you for?
Pie.
Yeah, thank you. I made that in a wood fired brick oven place in Pawtucket.
Max, you're not fucking with that, dude.
Bro, don't play with me.
I don't think you're fucking with that.
Don't play with me.
I would tell. I told Frankie.
You want me to whip my pizza?
You know what? I want. Believe it or not, I want Frankie to let me make pizza there.
Wow. Good luck.
I just want to try one. Just one pizza.
Maybe to make your own.
To make my own. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like
maybe you got a chance there.
Yeah. No. Well, the other night we were in there, and I brought them eggplant.
I feel like he'd be so paranoid. He'd be like over your shoulder watching.
No, I don't care. He could watch me.
He'd be like, don't scratch the floor of the oven.
No. Oh, my God. No way. Fuck that. No way. Frankie's great.
Here, I'm just kidding.
Check this out. The other night, I was there, and I brought Frankie eggplant and regatta, and he made us teeny pizza.
I'm seeing a beautiful pizza.
It was off the fucking charts. Best pizza the guy's ever made by far.
Love it.
You didn't even have any of it that night.
I didn't.
I gave it to that the other customer, Michael, and there was another customer there. I gave them a slice. I gave Frankie a slice, Regina, and yeah, dude, that shit, you should have had some.
I should have.
That shit was, well, I left the eggplant and the regatta there so he could make it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll come in tomorrow. You can make us another one.
I won't be
surprised. Hear that, Frankie? You make us.
He's not going to hear this in time. This isn't going to be out tomorrow.
All right. Well, listen, when he hears it, you hear that, Frankie? Me and Max are coming in tomorrow.
I actually texted him and said that Sammy said that you're probably jerking off to your dad.
Oh, my God. Did you really tell him that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's scary.
It's good stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. Totally good stuff. Yeah, I mean, like, just customers and people and the industry. Like,
I got a question for you. Have you ever seen any, like, really bad injuries in the kitchen or, like, in a restaurant?
What about in the Boom Boom fireworks industry?
No.
Now let me hear you say wayo.
No, but I remember I wasn't on this venue. It was doing pyrotechnics. Because in pyro, you have
You were at the Great White Fire?
No, I was not. Honey. I was not. You know what? I get asked that all the time. And let me tell you something.
If
I was
people there, ask you if you're responsible for the station.
No, fuck you. No,
I didn't ask me if she was responsible. No, I asked if she was there.
Listen, if I was there, nobody would
probably wouldn't be here.
No. Yeah. If I was there,
Sammy would have had that shit on lock.
Yeah, no.
She would have been like, we're taking it out of the parking lot. I'm dumping gasoline on these 16 mortars.
Nobody did a site survey there. We do pyro. You got to do a site survey.
Yeah.
And I don't
make sure the walls aren't made out of foam.
And fiberglass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why those people burn.
Well, this is why Rhode Island has the strictest fire code in the country.
Yeah. I can imagine why.
Does it?
Being in the.
It's like the fire code.
I guess that makes sense.
It's like the fire marshals don't fuck around in Rhode Island.
You guys don't really know how dangerous pyrotechnics are.
I can imagine.
I
remember the station.
I do.
Max, what's up with your fireworks?
I had fireworks blow up in my face.
Can you tell us what happened?
I had to go to the hospital and
static electricity will set off fire.
I've also been electrocuted.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I electrocuted myself once.
Doing what? Would you drop stick a fork in the toaster.
Yeah. I had a fucking...
took a bath in the toaster.
He used a knife.
I had this really cool lamp when I was like...
five.
I love lamp.
I was like 13 and it had like... It was like almost like Medusa... Where I had like a million fucking
snake heads.
Yeah, and each one was a light, and I broke one, and then I stuck my finger in it, and it was.
Oof, just thank God you didn't stick your tongue in there.
There was one. There was like one year for Halloween that my dad was like, "Ooh, I got a funky idea for one of our jack o' lanterns," and so he took his like cordless drill and just like drilled like a bunch of holes through the pumpkin after we hollowed it out.
Blew it
out. And then we took like Christmas lights, right? We took Christmas lights and like strung up the Christmas lights on the inside so that like there was a little bulb in like each hole that he drilled. So then we plug it in, it looks dope, and then we go to bring it out on the front porch to like put it outside.
You caught on fire.
And I'm carrying it while it's on. And somewhere in the pumpkin, something was touching like an exposed wire or somewhere where electricity was flowing.
Pumpkin
and because the pumpkin is like 90% water, the entire pumpkin became electrified.
Oh my
so
God.
I was just walking, holding a pumpkin, and all of a sudden it was like... and I couldn't just drop it. No, I couldn't because like it would have like, you know, it was a hollow pumpkin. It would have been all squooshed.
Wow.
So I like had to
what? It would have been what?
It would have been squooshed.
What the hell is that?
I think you can infer what squooshed means. Yeah. And when I'm saying I would drop a hollow pumpkin, it would become squooshed. Yeah. I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So anyway, I would have totally became squooshed. So I had to, I just had to quicken my pace to the
porch. Right. He's getting electrocuted.
I had to put it down and then I was
I got a story for everyone.
I have a story for you guys too.
So,
pyro story.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear that more than Max's.
Yeah, I'll sit out.
Okay. So One day, one of my friends comes to pick me up, my friend Dave. And he comes to get me. And, you know, we were lighting off some fireworks at my mom's house. What's so funny? He comes to pick
got
me up.
Got me doing
we're this lighting off fireworks.
Guy.
And we get done. And, you know, my younger brother and his friend, the kid next door, were out, you know, watching us do it. My younger brother is 10 years
old. On Long Island?
On Long Island, yeah. I was still living at home with, you know. And my younger brother is 10 years younger than me. So him and the kid next door, the guy's father who's got the whole 4th of July show on video.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Fuck you.
What?
Shit with the shore. Anyway, so we get done.
Siri ain't about your bullshit, dude.
It's not bullshit. I am not going to lie to you.
I didn't mean break no bullshit.
I wasn't saying you're lying.
So we lit
yet.
Whatever we lit off, whatever, we left. Apparently, it came back down. And it landed in the lady's house across the street from me by her front door in the fucking bush. She had a bush by her front door that was like 6 feet high.
It was probably dry as a bone.
Yeah, right.
It fucking caught on fire.
Yeah, it was probably dry as a bone. Fucking
caught on fire.
The burning bush.
The burning bush, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Classic. Because of you?
You got biblical on them.
Yeah. The burning bush. Yeah. Classic story.
That's I'm sure they loved you after that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They loved me.
I'm sure burning bush makes Max think of a lot of stories from his past.
Oh, yeah.
I like smoking weed.
Having crabs.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever burned anything.
I don't think I've ever burned anything down.
Not really? Like that.
Besides relationships.
He's from Long Island, so he'll appreciate this. So you're from Long Island. You'll appreciate this. One day, when I lived on Long Island, I'm driving down Ocean Parkway.
Yeah.
You know Ocean Parkway?
Yep.
Driving down on Ocean Parkway, and there's a house on fire.
Is this a Billy Joel song?
No, for real. There was like a three-story house on fire.
Yeah.
I actually fucking got like, you know, like the, what is it? Oh my God. What's the fucking beach over there? Not Oak Beach, the one.
Gilgo.
I got off at Gilgo over there and I actually parked. The fire department didn't even get there yet. I actually pulled over. And
Just to watch it burn.
Fire. Holy shit. I have a video for you guys to watch.
Let's go. The listeners are going to love this.
Oh, you guys are going to love this.
A scoop-a-doo-boo-boo.
So I did a 4th of July party here in East Greenwich. Okay?
Sure.
And I had a bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
35 feet in the air.
Max, say no way.
That burned for...
Doubter.
Yeah. Listen, eat the mic, okay?
Eat the mic and doubter.
Fucking Charlie Brown.
Fucking Charlie Brown.
What's up with you and Charlie Brown?
Just a thing, you know?
Yeah, but like,
you got this thing
How long have you been calling people Charlie Brown?
A long time.
How long?
What type of people get called Charlie Brown? Like, what do you have to do to get called Charlie Brown?
You gotta be like a buster.
You gotta be a buster. You gotta be a herb.
I'll tell you what kind of people get called Charlie Brown. About when I first...
Pube-headed.
2000, and I guess it was 18... I guess it was 2018.
So you started calling people Charlie Brown?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, why?
So this was a late...
This guy was a fucking idiot.
Who, Charlie Brown or the person you're talking about?
No, the person we're talking about. This is why we call... Okay, I used to work for an artist here in Rhode Island, and we were doing a building. Do you know what? Firehouse 13?
Yeah.
Okay, I helped renovate that building.
Nice. Okay.
So we worked there for like a while, and this electrician there, he used to come there to work, and he used to ride his fucking bicycle, and he used to walk around with a little picnic basket with his fucking tools in it.
It sounds very cute. I'm on board.
Oh, he was an idiot. We used to call him... At first, we called him Yogi Bear because he used to walk around...
he had a picnic basket.
He used to walk around with a fucking picnic basket with his fucking tools in it.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah, for real. And then we started calling him Charlie Brown. Like, the running thing on the job was, hey, Charlie Brown, like, all the time. So one day...
And here we are all these years later.
All these years later.
Calling everyone Charlie Brown.
So one day, we're working. There was, like, it was me, Joey, Barry,
Vinny, Dominic. No,
Ethan.
Joey, Petey.
Derek.
It was Paulie and Marie.
Derek. What was Derek's girl's friend?
This is Pete.
Derek and...
This is Peter.
Was it Anna? It was Derek. Derek, I used to call him Gita because his name was Derek. I just used to call him Gita. So it was Gita, his girl.
Greatest shortstop of all time?
Totally.
Not even close.
Who's better?
What?
No more guys.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. You're smoking crack right there. No way.
You're out of control.
You are. Who, me?
Nomar. Yeah, you're out of control.
Nomar had two good years.
Nomar got a bad rap. They traded that poor bastard, then they won the World Series.
Nomar's peak was higher than Jeter could ever attain.
No, listen, no
Jeter
chance.
Could never
How many yeah, rings does Nomar have?
Jeter's
How about the flip?
Fucking ring.
Fuck Jeter, you, Mr. Fuck November. You.
Jeter was like,
oh,
Jeter,
oh, my God. Jeter get this guy out of here.
Jeter was threatening 4,000 hits.
Yeah, because he played for 45 years.
No, he didn't.
He did not.
He's a bum.
Listen, Gita is the fucking seasons. Bum.
He's a bum. He's
Can we get him out of here? Bum. This fucking guy.
He's a bum, dude.
Oh, my God.
Why is he wasn't bum? Even the best shortstop on his team. A-Rod was better.
Listen.
That's true, but like...
he wasn't even the best shortstop on his team, and you want to act like he was the best all time.
All right, listen to me. Let me tell you something very casual.
He got all these gold gloves he didn't deserve.
Listen,
he had
listen
he's
to her.
Terrible
listen
defenses.
To her.
Terrible defender, huh?
Yeah.
Let me tell
overrated
you.
Overrated defender.
Overrated defender.
Yeah.
How many people will dodge across the diamond to take a relay throw that was overthrown the first baseman to make the flip to the catcher to tag the guy's
oh,
leg?
Oh, yeah, he
Jeremy.
Did make that
oh,
one good
yeah.
play. That
the,
one
oh,
time.
Get the fuck out of here.
He did me. What's
guy's
that
an
you're going to talk about him diving
in
the stands?
You must be a Red Sox fan.
Oh, my God.
This
his face got cut
Red
up
Sox
when he
fan.
Dove into the stands.
This, this
what a
literally,
hero.
Oh, this literally this is a bit from Gribber and Disney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how do we go from Gita?
Hold up. Let me just say some things about Derek Jeter.
No. Yeah, please do. This guy's a clown.
Five times World Series, five-time Gold Glove.
Thank you.
Five-time Silver Slugger.
Those Gold
Thank
Gloves
you.
Are bullshit.
World Series
Thank
MVP.
You.
All-Star MVP.
Thank only shortstop to ever get
Hall
MVP
fame.
And World Series MVP
career,
in the same
right,
season.
Calm down.
All-Star
calm down.
MVP.
Sammy,
2000.
All right.
Batting, career batting average over 20 years, 310.
Thank you.
3,400 hits.
Thank you.
What was his highest batting average he ever had in the season?
We've talked about this, and I know Nomar had two better seasons than
Jeter.
He
is so good, dude.
But over the career, 343?
Let's talk about Nomar in 97.
No, 349.
How about World Series rings?
No.
How about World
yeah,
Series?
Yeah, team accomplishment.
You go to
okay,
World
honey,
Series six
okay.
times in eight
I don't mean
years
to mansplain baseball to
How
you.
How many did the Red Sox go to? World Series six times in 8 years and
it's
win
a
four.
Team sport,
Should have won
honey.
Five if Mariano doesn't throw the ball over his head into center field against Arizona. All right?
Oh, my God.
All right?
Team could have
six.
Team was, exactly.
Team got bodied by Curt Schilling on a regular basis.
Oh, stop it. Oh, this
so the state
steady
of
getting bodied by Republicans. God, get out of here.
Oh, this guy, he's definitely a fucking Reds. No wonder with Fall River. We got to bury this fuck.
Try it. Try me, Sammy.
I'm going to get a fucking shovel.
Fucking bring it.
I'm going to get a shovel.
No more
shovel.
Listen,
a fucking bobcat to dig a hole for this fucking guy.
Listen, you don't even know any bobcats.
Look at this.
All right. No,
it's going into Nomar Garcia Parasense. It just looks so far back because Nomar had like one, two good years.
For real.
I'm looking at his
He was so good they traded him. Then they won the World Series without him. That's how good he was.
You guys are bums. It's
We're
fine.
Bums.
You don't
won,
know your
they,
baseball.
They traded him. They won the World Series. I think
Sammy,
he got a bad
Sammy,
rap.
Sammy,
listen.
Nomar hit 372
I'm not
in
saying,
2000.
Hey, I didn't say anything bad about
he
him. What was the first thing I said?
But he didn't even hit 2,000 hits.
What was the first
That's
thing I said?
Because his career was cut short due to injuries
what?
And shit.
What was the first thing I said
he
when you brought
led,
up Nomar?
He,
I don't know. It was probably
listen,
a bunch
listen.
Of bullshit.
He no, led
said,
the league in hits
got,
once.
All right, listen, Max, be quiet for
Ooh.
A sec.
Nomar, once.
Dan.
He led the league
I
in
said
hits.
Nomar got a bad rap. When you mentioned his name, I said Nomar got a bad rap.
He was better at Jeter in his prime.
For 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I've always said.
I didn't
He's
say
better
bad
at
about
Jeter.
Him.
For 2 years, he was better than Jeter.
You guys are pathetic.
No, I'm not.
I feel embarrassed.
You can't, because he was better than Jeter for 2 years does not mean he's a better all-time shortstop.
Exactly.
He was better at playing shortstop than
for
Jeter
years.
Was.
For two years.
No, he...
Not over the course of his career. For 2 years.
I would argue over the course of his career.
No, you can't. How can you? Look at their career numbers, Charlie Brown.
You're just bringing up a bunch of bullshit.
Look at their career numbers. He's got facts.
Yeah, he's got like, bullshit. Those five gold gloves are bullshit.
Oh, he has two batting titles and one silver slugger and no gold gloves.
He also Nomar also won Rookie of the Year, though.
Yes, he won Rookie of the Year. He's so, fucking savage. Yeah, so
did Cheetah won the World Series in his rookie year.
It's a team thing.
Did Nomar?
Yeah, but
did Nomar?
It's not comparable.
How many World Series did Nomar win?
We need to wrap this up immediately.
Zero.
No, we don't. We can get into it.
How many World Series did...
And Posada, was better than Veritek, too.
Oh, yeah,
tell you that.
Completely.
How are you going to act like a World Series has anything to do with Derek Jeter?
It took you guys 84 years, 86 years.
Jeter made so many clutch plays during those runs.
Oh, yeah.
It's a team sport. You can't act like
we didn't say it's not.
You're acting like he won 5 World Series by himself. It's not the same.
The core four.
When LeBron wins the finals with the Cavs.
No, core four.
Listen, LeBron,
LeBron had Kyrie.
He lost more titles than Jordan ever won.
Fucking who did Jeter have? Fucking all the best players in the American League on his team.
He had he had the core four.
I'm not going to listen to you two blowhards fucking ride Jeter's jock.
I'm not riding his jock.
All I'm saying is, like, the only shortstop we've named that's better than Jeter is
A-Rod. He's overrated.
He's not.
He is overrated.
You can't because name better shortstops.
He won Golden Gloves late in his career that he didn't deserve because he was a legit negative defender.
They gave him respect.
Watch this
one
of his career.
Which he didn't deserve.
Why don't you look up right now? Look up.
Why don't you look up my asshole, Sammy? Okay?
Fuck you.
You'll see Derek Jeter's face.
Bag. You are such a tool. Why don't you look up their fielding percentage defensively?
Look up their zone rating. Look at the real stats.
Can we pull his mic? For real.
Dude, cut my mic. I'm out. I'm leaving.
Unfortunately,
I gotta go.
Unfortunately, Dan comes with the podcast. So
oh, really? You gotta go?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Oh, it's only 7:40.
He's not going anywhere.
Where are you going?
I gotta go home.
No way. Go home and jerk off to Nomar? Is that what you're gonna do?
He's better looking than Jeter, so yeah. At least he's got hair, you know?
I wouldn't know.
Anyway. What was the last question that we asked?
Yeah, I don't know. How did we get on baseball, guys?
I don't know. We gotta go. We gotta wrap this shit up.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, it's only 7:40.
Yeah.
We can go till 9:00.
No, we can't.
Oh, why you gotta go home?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Thank you,
Sammy.
You gotta go.
Right?
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
I mean, I gotta go too.
Really? All right, listen.
I gotta get ready for work tomorrow.
What time you got to be at work?
1.
What the fuck? It's 7:40.
What are you doing?
Huh?
He's got to be at the establishment at 1 o'clock at 7. You know what?
No, not the establishment. A establishment.
What are you doing? Are you going home?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Snowstorm.
Come on.
I got work in the morning, honey.
So do I.
So what?
I got to get up at 5. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sucks for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to freeway.
It doesn't suck unless I'm here until 9. No, it does suck.
No. Will you guys have me back?
Yes.
Maybe.
We're desperate.
Yeah.
Are you really?
For you.
Sometimes.
Why? You guys ain't desperate.
We're desperate for you.
No, you're not.
We're thirsty for you. Yeah, we need this.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff we didn't even talk about.
We're going to have to get you and Frankie on here at the same time.
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to jerk off to the devil?
Or we could get you and Jay Phillips in here as the free play committee.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay from Free Play, Jay?
Yeah, Jason Phillips.
No.
Dresses up as Rick and Morty.
Oh, that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
He's the Frisbee dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he is.
I know how to play Frisbee. Oh, he plays disc golf.
Yeah.
That's kind of like Frisbee, isn't it?
Yeah.
How you play it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been dying to play that because I love to throw
Frisbee.
Let
me know, dude. I got discs in the trunk right now.
Oh, my God. Invite me.
Bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
Anyway,
I
think that's going to wrap episode 77. Sammy, you've been great.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys having me on here, for real.
Yes. Hopefully we'll get you back on.
Oh, I'd love to come back on. Just let me know, guys. Yeah, we could. I mean, God, there's a lot of shit we didn't even talk about.
Yeah.
You know, there's other episodes.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Completely. Thanks again, guys.
This is just the intro, baby.
Anyway, I'm Max Messier Richter.
I'm Dan Cotter.
And I'm Sammy Salmon.
And this is the Rags to Riches Podcast. Stories from the kitchen. Kitchen rolls, throwing cutters in blood.